Here's the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement.
Hi, my name is Haley, and I am one of more than 200 volunteers with Aid Northwest. I volunteer at the Welcome Center, which is an RV and a couple of tents outside the release gate of the Immigration Detention Center on the Tide Flats in Tacoma. Here is the monthly statistical report for August 2022. In August, we greeted 177 immigrants who were released from detention and helped them reach their relatives all over the country. We provided overnight accommodation to 19 people at our hospitality house. We gave out 6 coats and 160 backpacks to the people released. Our volunteers provided 170 rides to released detainees to the airport or to the airport bus. And for those inside the detention center, volunteers wrote 40 letters to detainees, and we provided $20 in phone funds to 76 immigrant detainees. All in all, Aid Northwest volunteers gave 801.5 hours during the month of August. This work is so rewarding. If you'd like to join us, please fill out a volunteer application on our website, aidnorthwest.org. That's AIDNW.org. Now, I have excerpts from our Welcome Center volunteers last month. Today was gratifyingly busy, with 9 released immigrants, all men. The planet was well represented with folks from Bangladesh, Brazil, Cameroon, India, Nicaragua, Peru, and Romania. They were destined to New York City, Des Moines, California, and 3 to the hospitality house awaiting plans. 2 men were waiting when I arrived at 1:45 and graciously helped set out chairs while I brought stuff out to open up with. Around 3 o'clock, 4 more came out and action was afoot. By 3:30, 2 more immigrants came out and the place was abuzz with phoning, texting, laughing, weeping, and waiting for tickets. 2 cousins from Peru were going to go to the hospitality house, then the airport, and ended up at the house. 1 man wanted to wait for a day because his wife is here in detention and he hopes she'll be released tomorrow. He went to the house also. As it turns out, the 2 Peruvians have a flight for tomorrow at 7 p.m. There's a possibility that 1 man will travel tomorrow as well, with or without his wife. Lunches were dropped off and they were much appreciated, serving a great cause. Another report from the Welcome Center. It was a banner evening at the Welcome RV. We were told there would be no releases, but we received 7 gentlemen and all went super smoothly. 2 were from Nicaragua, 1 from Guatemala, 2 from Russia, 1 from Nepal, and 1 from Bangladesh. The first Russian guest was taken early in the afternoon to the bus depot for transport to Everett, where he planned to reunite with friends. Sponsors and our family quickly secured flights for the 2 Nicaraguan gentlemen, one going to Miami, the other to New York. The Guatemalan man going to New York. The Nepali gentleman going to San Francisco. The Bangladeshi gentleman going to New York. The other young man from Russia was released last at 4:30, and since he did not know he would be released, his brother in Miami needed more time to secure funds for a ticket. Scott whisked away the Guatemalan, 1 Nicaraguan, the Bangladeshi, and Nepali gentleman to the airport. They all had flights between 10 and 11:30 p.m. What an engaged and energized group of volunteers. And one more report from the Welcome Center. We had a mild, sunny day to greet our 6 guests from Bangladesh, Nepal, India, Georgia, and Peru. Christine, our multitasking lead, continued her training of 2 new awesome volunteers, Kathy and Paul, who jumped in and were working on tickets for the first 2 gentlemen. 3 other men arrived an hour later, and at 4, ICE called to say that 1 more would be released. Delightful men, all, and one was almost jumping for joy. The youngest, 21, waited for his uncle to pick him up, but Paul and Kathy drove him to the hospitality house to wait as it was going to be a while. Donna took 4 guests to the airport, and she also brought clothes to the RV, and Dom brought 2 boxes of sandwiches. Thanks so much to my fellow volunteers tonight. Mark your calendars to join us at our next community meeting, which will be Wednesday, September 21st from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Zoom. Our guest speaker will be Caitlin Wasley of Refugee Women's Alliance, RIWA, in Seattle. She has worked in refugee and immigrant services since 2009. If you'd like to join us, send an email to officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. That's officevolunteer, and a Zoom link will be sent to you. Thanks. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Louisa Beal with Aid Northwest, and I'm talking with Deborah Cruz, who is, what is your title?
Program manager.
Program manager, because you do an awful lot of stuff. Yeah. So what all do you do?
Well, I wear many hats. So I oversee all of our programs, the Welcome Center, RV, our visitation program, our hospitality house. And then we also have a phone fund program and arts and crafts inside the detention center. So I'm overseeing and managing the volunteers.
Well, I know if I ever have any questions, I go to you first.
Yeah, I started in 2017. And when I was first hired, I was a volunteer coordinator and I was just working part time.
Okay, so you were hired in 2017? Wow.
Yeah. And I was the volunteer, I was hired as a volunteer coordinator, and it was started out just part time. And when I got into it, I noticed, you know, there was a lot of other things that needed to be done. And so my hours were increased, I think, to 32 hours and then to 40. And then now I'm on salary. So, you know, I work probably 50 hours a week. I don't know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So how did you first hear about Aid Northwest?
Well, my mom was an associate to the Dominican Sisters, and the Dominicans were very involved with refugees and people coming out from detention. They actually did a little table outside of the detention center where they would give out food on Sundays for visitors. One of the sisters was involved with Aid Northwest as well. And she said, Deborah, you'd be perfect because you speak Spanish and you should really try volunteering there. So I went to a meeting and learned about Aid Northwest. And I was hooked right there. I mean, all the work that they do, that we do for, you know, for immigrants coming out of detention. I actually didn't know that there was a detention center down at the Port of Tacoma,
yeah,
which a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
So then, let's see, so they introduced me to Aid Northwest, mm-hmm. and then I went to a community meeting, which was like 2 weeks after I had gone to my first orientation, mm-hmm. and they announced that they had a job opening.
Oh.
And my history is that I interpreted for banking and another job that I had for many, many years. So I jumped at the chance because I always felt like I wasn't doing enough. Yeah.
Well, you certainly are doing a lot now.
Yeah, it was a lot to get everything organized. I found an editor who helped me write all of the operating procedures because they were none. Mm-hmm. So we have a lovely set of operating procedures that we update all the time. And she helps me. She still helps me. She's a volunteer. And her name is Christine, so I'm going to just mention her. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we had a really old RV, and so A Northwest did a fundraiser for a new RV, and that's why we have the new one, which is really nice. The other one was, the roof was leaking. It had several problems.
So. Yeah. Well, you need some space for the detainees who are released to mm-hmm. come in and be warm and dry and get all their information together so they can get where they're going.
Right. So we don't use the RV for a lot of people to be inside since COVID.
Oh, right.
But so now we have two tents that are permanently set outside the RV, mm-hmm. and we have portable heaters and lights, and we give out warm coats mm-hmm. and backpacks and snacks and drinks. And we even have coffee and cuppa soup for those yeah. cold days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, because otherwise there would be nothing. There's nothing right. there. Yeah.
Right. Before we came, let's see, we started RV. Our first RV was there in 2014. And so in 2019, we bought the new one. But so in 2014 is when we actually started being able to help people mm-hmm. in a, you know, in a better manner. Before that, they were just driving down and picking up people as they were released and then trying to find them a place to go.
Right. Right. Wow. Wow.
So
with what you do, is there something that is the hardest part for you in all of this?
Well, you know, I do manage the hospitality house and our offices there. I don't think it's the hardest part, but it's very heart-wrenching when mm-hmm. people come out and they tell us their stories of where they were and what they went through to get here. And being able to help them is really great. We have a lot of resources now. I reach out to other organizations if they have nowhere to go and find them a place to live. And, you know, that's great. But still, you know, it is heart-wrenching.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is hard. So what's the thing you like most?
Working with the people, working with the volunteers. I love all the volunteers. They're all awesome. People giving their time, you know, just to help others. Mm-hmm. People helping people. Yeah. is a great thing. And I just feel lucky to be part of that team.
And from what I understand, if someone wants to volunteer, they contact you, right?
Well, actually, we have an application on our website.
Uh-huh.
So that's aidnorthwest.org, AIDNW.org. And then those applications come to me and I look through them and match people up with a program that they're interested in. I look at the whole thing, like, tell me about yourself and kind of see what, you know, what I can put people in. And then I contact them and see if that's what they're interested in and set them up with training and all that.
Yeah,
that's a big job. That
it's
is
a big job.
And writing yeah. the schedule every month and all that, you know, it is very detailed and tricky. And we have over 200 volunteers, 99 volunteers at the Welcome Center. Not all of them are there, you know, all the time, but they are on a sub list or whatever. So, yeah, so that's a lot of people to talk to on a daily basis. You know, I talk to a lot of them, and it's great. It's just amazing what they do.
Well, I have been a part of this. I've been on the board since the spring. And one of the things that has truly impressed me is how organized everything is. And I suspect a lot of that has to do with you.
Yeah. You know, me and Christine, I have to yes. give her a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. She helps me a lot.
Yeah, she's guided me too.
It's kind of like I say, I want to do this. And then she says, maybe.
yeah.
She really yeah. is a big part of the organization of everything. And then I have two office assistants who work on the daily data entry and doing all the forms, you know, updating forms and things too. So it's a collection of a bunch of us keeping it organized. It's funny because one story I'll tell you, one of my long-term office volunteers, Charnley, she's been around for 5 years, more before I came. And she said to, when we did an interview for some interns and things, she said, your job is to keep Deborah organized. And they do. I mean, you know, and that's, it's true. Cause you know, I'm all over the place running around, and then I, you know, I send them messages like, okay, can you change this form? You know, so it's great to have a team behind me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Takes a village.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, and it's a wonderful village. I'm glad to be a part of it.
It is. It's a great village.
Well, thank you. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think you covered a lot of it. I'll probably think of something after, but I just want to thank all the supporters for for keeping us going. Without all of you, we wouldn't be able to do this mission.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Louisa.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.